Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Have you ever had a boss with such a big ego, you wonder how he walks through the door without banging his head? Well, this week's show examines the fact that we have egos and we need to deal with them. So without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. So happy you can join me wherever you are in the world listening to this and whatever time zone you're in. So it's amazing how many people listen in the middle of the night over here, which is the middle of the day, wherever you are. I hope you're still being successful with the people and you are getting real value out of this show. And if you are getting value, just remember to share it, like it. It'd be great to get more people listening to the show. But yes, today's show is around the ego. Maybe I've just been a bit egotistic then, haven't I? Showing off the show. But anyway, we've all had bosses, or clients, or customers who have such massive egos. Now, what do I mean by an ego? Well, it's this person who just comes over with a degree of arrogance. They have this kind of, shortness with them, the demeanour of expectation. Now, if you want to know more about, obviously, the whole idea of ego, you can, obviously, read the Ryan Holiday book, Ego is Enemy. Would recommend that to everyone, and I'm never going to do that any justice in this cast, but it's well worth having a listen to Ryan's work on that, some great work on how egos can affect you, in a way, inside of businesses. What we're going to look at today is around how we deal with egos in a workplace. We've all got to understand that people have egos. You'll have an ego, I have an ego, to an extent, or another extent, if I can get the words out. And it's part of life. We've got to admit that people have egos. That's just how it works. There is no way around it. There's a certain form. Some people are more egotistic than others. You can probably picture somebody in your head now who you know has a massive ego, a big chip, sometimes they call it, on the shoulder. And we all remember those terrible bosses. Those may have already had those big egos and how they address themselves in front of people, how they come across. Sometimes they can come over as flamboyant. Sometimes it's quite creative. You think, oh, wow, this guy's got confidence. And there's a sort of a tipping point in all the life, isn't there? There's a balance between being confident and overstepping towards being arrogant and being this ego person. So, and I'm sure you've all got clients if you work in retail or if you work in consultancy or in contract work, you'll have certain clients that always want something and they've got this big ego around them and you sometimes don't know what to do. As we know they're all around us and we know we're going to have to deal with them, so what do we do to handle them? Well, first thing is to recognise there is an ego. So the first thing you need to do with these problems is recognise that there is going to be an ego on both sides. So that means you've got an ego and so have them. And that's the first step forward, isn't it? To understand both parties have this ego. So you've got to recognise that in there. The second one is to understand their needs. What do they need? You need a job. So if it's your boss, you want to make sure that you're paying your bills. So there's a point where you need to be able to deal with that person with that ego. So you need to understand that it's not as easy as just saying, well, I'm just not going to bother with them, especially if they're a client or if they're a customer. You're going to have to deal with those egos. That doesn't mean that that person should get away with being offensive, but you just got to understand there. And then mind how you challenge a person with a big ego. So those three things we'll go into a little bit more detail. So recognising it. So in certain points, you've got to recognise that person. And this is through relationships. It's understanding what that person it is, where it's coming from, what position of power do they have? You know, are they the leader of your organisation? Is it your manager who she or he or could be this egotistic person? Or is it somebody further down the organisation that carries this chip, have been there a lot of years? I've had people who are quite arrogant and egotistic who have been in technical roles, so have been a really good engineer, have been there for years, have written the programmes, know the stuff, but an absolute pain to get on with because he knew he had the power, the dynamics. And it wasn't positional power, it was the power that he knew how to get things done by a certain way because he'd been there a lot of years, knew all the programmes, knew how it worked. So there's those kind of elements to obviously pay attention to when you need to understand the person and recognise that they have an ego. I mean, you could be the smartest person in the room. You could be the cleverest person in the room. But if your boss is in that same room and he has got this big, or he or she has this big ego, then you've got to be careful that you don't outshine them. Because an egotistic person hates to be outshone. That's the one thing that's really going to trigger them, because they've got a certain level of thinking that they're the best. So if you come in on and you become the smartest person, then they are going to be threatened. And thankfully, businesses are moving forward and taking out a lot of these kind of big ego people. You don't get the boss relationships that you used to, not in the bigger companies I've worked with. So, of course, they have the power, a position, but the ego can be tempered because they know they can't be the smartest person. They know they have to have people around them. It doesn't stop them trying. So it's, you know, understanding, recognising. The second part is understanding their needs. You need to get the job done, as I've said, you need to pay your bills. So you need to know what makes them tick, and you need to know how to play them. So you need to understand their needs. What does that person with the big ego need you to do as a subordinate, as a contractor or a consultant? What do they actually need to do? And that's a good time to actually sit down when you've got an understanding of the person and the ego that they've got, and understand what your part you play. And that's an interesting dynamics, but actually asking, what do you want out of this meeting, this work, this relationship? And that comes back to the idea of having one-to-ones and having that open feedback dialect with the person. And the last bit we talked about is, you mind how you challenge. You've got someone who's quite egotistic. They're not going to like being challenged in certain ways. You probably come in from the right place. You want the business to do well, or you want to make sure that the project is delivered on time, or your job's getting done. But actually, the person with the big ego or the big chip will see them as being almost like a power play, that you're playing for their position. And most of the time, you're not. If you're playing that game, you've got as big an ego as them. And you need to then know what to push and what not to push. I remember myself being in a project meeting going back some years with a customer, and I was just on the team, and the project manager was there, and the senior manager was there, and we were engaging, just general talking around problems that each party had played, and we were just like you would do with person to person conversation. And it went on, and we were talking about certain businesses and how things had worked in there and that. And I could see the project manager staring across the room, and I think, oh, what's up with him? Don't really understand why he's doing that. So we finished, we went off, we looked at the project, were over. Well, of course, he then said, let's have a word, let's have a debrief. And I'm thinking, okay, this has gone well, I think this is going to go, you know, pretty good, project is delivering on time, I'm playing my part, we're going to get... Well, he ripped another one. He was like, I can't believe you said all that in front of that person. And I'm like, what have I said? Well, you know, asking those questions and talking. We had things to do. And all you were doing were talking. I'm like, well, I'm trying to get into the head of what that customer really wants. If you'd have been listening, I didn't say this to him now. Looking back, I should have done. Hindsight's a great place, but I was younger. You know, if you'd have been listening, you'd have pulled those lots of information that person's just giving you. But you're not listening. You're more busy trying to protect yourself and ego. Obviously, I didn't say that. We're too young at the time. But going back, I wish I had. We always think that way. So, you know, mind how you challenge is one of the big things in there, and understand that as a project leader or even a part of a team, if there is a person in there who has the bigger pips on the shoulders, then sometimes you're on a loser. And it is hard to manage someone with an ego. It can be very difficult, very frustrating. You know, people who have got to a position where they are, they're confident with their own level of egotistic. They don't even see it. They won't even see their own ego traits. You know, they can't help it. Now, you can try to change them, you can talk to them about it if you've got that open relationship. Some places don't, the psychological safety is not there. And there's going to be a point where you're going to have to think, do I push this agenda? Do I keep working to try and get this better? Or actually, do I just walk away? Do I just call it a day and walk away because I can only go so far? Or you move departments? Because there is that point where, you know, that person's got as far as they could be, as being as they are. So why would they change? Why would the person coming new make such a difference? And they've been successful, as I said, so why would they change? So ego is a very strange thing to manage. It's not a written thing that people talk about. You know, we don't really have classes about how to handle people's egos, because we all assume everyone's logical, everyone works on a certain way, that, you know, all in it for the greater good. But actually, when you boil it down, you know, you do know that there's people who will have egos. They will use that power dynamics. They will undermine you in certain circumstances. You know, that project manager we're talking about very much put me in my place. I went out of that meeting thinking, You know, oh, right, okay, well, I better not say out next time. Did it do the company any good? No, because the next engagement then I was very much muted, very much felt like I better be careful what I say, so I said very little. In fact, the comment from the customer was, well, is he okay? And he was really engaging last time. It seemed a bit strange, everything okay? So in some ways, it backfired on that project manager because the customer started to ask questions about, you know, have we actually got a bad culture? You know, we talk about culture a lot on this show. We talk about people being the culture. Well, obviously, you set the culture. So if you're in a leadership position and your ego is to put people down and do what the project manager did to me some years back, then that means that the culture's not great. The safety's not there. People decide that, actually, this isn't for me. I don't need to take this from that person. Now, sometimes those people are successful in other ways and they get promoted. I've done really well after that encounter and I learned a lot from that encounter. Others don't. They stay. They become very much muted, quiet. They become the people who just get the job done. Yeah, that's all I'll do. I'll just get the job done. Don't need to do any more. I'll just do what I need to do, 9 to 5, get myself off. Or they leave and move on to better places. Or worse, I suppose, the third one is that they actually adopt the egotistic practices and become an ego boss themselves. And in years to come, that's the person who you see out there doing it. So let's recap a little bit. You know, first thing of first is, you know, recognise that there is egos on both sides. Then you've got to understand the needs of the person and where you fit into that and what part you need to play. Mind how you challenge, making sure that you're challenging in the right ways, but if that person does have a certain trigger, make sure you understand that, because that's for your own good. You know, they pay your bills if it's your employer. And also know when to push back. And finally, there's the ultimate, when to walk away. I hope you haven't walked away at this point in the show, because we're nearly coming to the end. But as you know, I will be asking for feedback on the show. So please send me to any feedback, as it's a gift, to managemappodcast@gmail.com. Love to engage on new and old topics and love to hear your thoughts on the ego that you might have encountered. So please give me your stories. It'd be interesting to engage on that. Well, that's it for Manage Map this week. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manage Map podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful and actionable. One last thing. Please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider, as it helps to spread the word of Manager Matt. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you did like anything in particular, send an email to managermattpodcast@gmail.com or visit managermatt.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.